Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We stop and we honor those in the room for the trip, for the trouble it takes in three dimensions to gather the resources, the time, the energy, and the clock, all so that there would be single purpose in the room, and there is. No one is here truly by accident. There had to be a plan. Whereas there are other places on the planet where you decided to come the day before, not this one. And that means there is a specific energy here of purpose. You want to be here. And so in this very short introduction, I say to you, if this is you, and you're not just coming to take a look, it's time to open the box of acceptability. What will you receive today that you didn't expect? Is there a barrier of only so much you believe you can have? Or could there be more? That is what the day is about. Opening the things you don't expect.
We are all channels, learning to channel more of who we are. From the Cryon Entourage, I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine, speaking in these times of change, reminding you of the unity and the wholeness that is within you, that you may bring forth in these times of change. It is a moment where you are continuing to make deep choices. There is much presented to you in these times, and each one of you here has made the choice for the energy of wholeness, for the expression of more of who you are. Some of you call it the higher self. Some of us call it the infinite self. You understand what we're talking about. You've been asking for these channels to open. You've been working, studying, learning, becoming, experiencing life. And now you're here for a recalibration and a rewiring that could only be accomplished now. Today is unique. Your choices have been clearly made, and you will continue to complete those choices now and in the coming months, and to co-create with one another, consciously, to manifest your life of choice. Are you ready for that? Indeed. You've prepared much longer than perhaps you remember. And so you are greatly honored for being here. For the recalibration of your own being also imprints not only your own life, but the collective. It is no longer about any one person, and yet we celebrate you as individual. Well done, evolutionaries. Well done.
The recalibration of your own being is an integration like never before. This is what is new. What is presented in these days isn't just something that has occurred in order to change the pattern, to make it more interesting. These are things that you might be used to in what you would call marketing. There really is a new energy on the planet. This new energy is even being felt here. The very outreach, you might say, of change reality, things that do not move and are not disturbed, these also are changing. Nothing is untouched on this planet at this moment, for the planet is in a time that has been predicted by the ancients. Recalibration is not of the earth, it's of you. Humanity is the subject, not the planet. But the recalibration involves something that the ancients had, which you have forgotten. And that is recalibrating with the energy of the planet. This means that you become one, more than you have before as Westerners, one with the energy of the dirt of the earth, of that which you would call Gaia, is part of the recalibration. Today you put together that which you sing and the motions which you make in a place that is famous for what we would call song lines that are hundreds of kilometers long and tell story after story after story. Your story here becomes part of the Earth's song line. No longer is it then sequestered to only a certain group, a certain bloodline, for the Earth sees all humanity as the same. Integration is the key. You are beginning to become one with that which you don't even know exists. Recalibration is more, perhaps, than you bargained for.
And so it is in that spirit and that understanding that we encourage you to open fully to your own expression of who you are, aligning with the earth, aligning with the universe, awareness of the infinite in every cell of your body, awareness of the infinite in every layer of your DNA, awareness of the infinite in every light fiber of your being, and then to take that leap of wholeness and begin to integrate the energies in a way of knowing, translating the energy patterns, the songs, the knowledge, bringing it into the details of your daily life. It is for this time. It is not just rehearsal. It is here. It has arrived. Every step to this moment you have planned. The next ones you have planned, with each step you take, it will appear as if you are stepping into the abyss, and up rises the earth to meet you. Up rises the consciousness to meet you, for you are truly in new territory, consciously. You chose this. This is why you came. Sense the energy of the crown. Align it with the energy of your heart. Open now to the new guidance, to your new GPS system. For this is the place where it begins anew.
Dear ones, this is not necessarily all about work you must do. I want you to relax a moment and understand that you are known by God. This is not something that is New Age. Those who claim the land here for 40,000 years know exactly what I'm talking about. For there is a time when they relax and know they are part of the land and all that is. When they look up at night and see the stars, it is not something that guides them, it is something they are part of. The very sunrise and sunset is their life. This is what we ask of you, to relax for a moment. Stop working for a moment. I want you to feel this. God knows who you are, where you are, every puzzle of your life. What do you bring that you're trying to change? I want to tell you, it is known by all. Is it possible that the little dot that you call the human being on the little dot which is Earth in the sky of this Milky Way galaxy could be known so intimately by the creative source? Is it possible? And I will ask you to rearrange the question, because you are the creative source. Part of that which is bigger than big resides in you. And so the recalibration is for you to relax for a moment. Perhaps even raise your hand when you wish to, when you're alone, and say thank you. That you are part of this, not apart from it. It's hiding the veil. That which separates you from the great central source and humanism is great to you, but very thin to us. I want you to feel us this day. Us is the family. Us is that which is the creative source. Us is you.
In the energy of infinite love, we remind you of the new light that is now upon the planet, and it comes from within your very own being. And indeed, we wish to also encourage joy, happiness, movement, singing, relaxing into the truth of who you are. It is a time where you will discover so much more. More clarity, focus, and with the energy of grace. For you are giving that to yourself too. Moving into the new time of freedoms. Aligning energetically with the resonance of the infinite. As we listen to the Grayon speak, the channel was delighted and wishes to share her favorite mantra with you. Indeed, the message from the infinite universe is constantly impulsing. I am with you always, because I am you. To complete that figure eight, to complete that understanding, to open the new doors, to continue with the beautiful choices you are making, to discover more of who you are, we would ask you to answer that. So if you would, please join. Message from the human and say your name. Speak up. Message from the human and say your name. To the infinite universe. And I am with you always, because I am you. Now the conversation becomes more interesting. New times, new skills, new abilities, no longer dreams, but realities. And a time to smile more. Together, let us affirm. And so I am. Are you ready to make waves? Personally? Locally? Globally? Universally? All right, let's begin. Thank you, Lee Carroll. Thank you.